Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and National Spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds Program. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, also known as the Compost Queen. Today is Halloween, October 31st, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to this special show on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Treats for chickens. Health and happiness for your modern backyard pet chicken. Healthy pet chicken basics. Non-toxic bug relief. Treats. Organic snacks, and more, all created with your backyard pet chickens in mind. At Treats for Chickens, we treat your chickens well. Find us online at treatsforchickens.com or ask for us in your local farm and feed store or favorite pet shop. That's treatsforchickens.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
All righty. Thank you so much for tuning in today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thanks for staying with us today. Happy Halloween to all that celebrate. Today is Halloween. That really doesn't have anything to do with this awesome show we've got coming up for you today, but nonetheless, it is Halloween. So thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to listen to the show. I know we got a lot of first-time listeners, a lot of first-timers in the chat room. Want to say welcome to you, and we hope that you'll come back on a regular basis. We do broadcast here every single day, well, weekday, Monday through Friday, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a lot of listeners out there. They can't get in the chat room because their workplace blocks it. I'm sorry, but I know you're out there listening, and we appreciate you doing so. And we have tons, just thousands of people that listen to the archive on iTunes.com, Podcast.com, Zoom.com, and many others that carry this podcast. Want to take just a moment, like I always do, and say thank you so much to all the listeners out there, both in the chat room, both outside of the chat room listening live, and our archive listeners. Want to say thanks to all the homeschoolers that listen to this show and incorporate this show, the educational days, which are the majority of the days here on the show, incorporate that in their homeschool program. Want to thank all the over-the-road truck drivers we hear from that listen to the show archive 24/7 while they're delivering the goods down the road. Keep it between the lines, guys. And of course, a very, very big thank you to all the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this radio show live every day, Monday through Friday, from 12 p.m. To 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope business is well for you. And man, I know everybody's wishing you could do something with those feed prices. They're going up. You know, 50-pound bag. $19 going up to over $20 in some places. Some people are still paying $14 to $16 a bag. And let me tell you, you're lucky right now, relatively speaking, to a lot of the feed cost across the country, which is really becoming a big problem. And a lot of folks and experts say just wait till the spring when the lack of corn and wheat production across the country really takes effect, and watch those feed prices go even higher than they are now. So folks, just hunker down for some high feed prices coming up next year. If you're a first-time listener, first-time chatter, again, we want to thank you. I'm just going to kind of run through the show schedule we have here. If you're not familiar with the show, you're here to win some great prizes from our sponsors and some chicken coops. That's great. But let me just kind of tell you, if you're a first-time listener, what you're missing out if you can't listen during the week. Okay, so let me just kind of give you kind of our guest lineup here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, okay? Every single Monday, we are so honored, every single Monday, we welcome Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He joins us normally with a topic or two about our backyard flocks, and then we take your calls and your questions via Facebook and the chat room, and he does a fabulous job with those. He is also the founder of FirstStateVetSupply.com, and that's Peter Brown, the Chicken Doctor, joins us every single Monday here on the show, keeping our flocks healthy. Tuesday is kind of a mixed bag. The first Tuesday of the month right now is open. Then the second Tuesday of the month, we welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. They come on and tell us about heritage breeds and the importance of heritage breeds, not just chickens, but any other kind of animal you could have on your homestead as well. The third Tuesday right now is also open, but the fourth Tuesday we welcome the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, and Christine Heinrich, the historian with them, also an author of How to Raise Chickens and How to Raise Poultry, comes on and shares with us all kinds of different topics regarding poultry, including waterfowl and whatnot from all over the world. So a great show there. Tuesdays, again, are our garden show. The first and third Wednesday of every month, it's Garden Wise Living with Arlena, and she comes on and teaches us how to garden year-round, no matter where you live in the world, year-round gardening with Arlena, the first and third Wednesday of every month. Thursdays are awesome. Let me tell you, the first and third Thursday of every month, in fact, coming up tomorrow, we welcome poultry scientist and professor, small flock specialist, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD. She'll be joining us tomorrow as the first, again, and third Thursday of every month. And then our homesteading show on the second and fourth Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, joins us, and he talks all about living a sustainable lifestyle. And many of the articles, his shows, come from the articles from his publication, BackHomeMagazine.com. And then Fridays are more like today, where we just kind of sit back, relax, have some jokes, and give away some awesome prizes from our sponsors to our listeners. So we do definitely have fun with that. So, Dragonflyer, it's so good to see you in the chat room. We missed you yesterday. She's up there in Joyzy, and how you guys doing up there? And hang on just a second. Got a little instant message here. Let me get over here to the nope, it should still be open. So there we go. If you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. We have over 50 open lines, 50 open phone lines, but we're not starting any contests yet. So if you want to call in to listen, that's the way to do it, 347-637-3237. Remember, I will be clearing the phone lines completely before we start our contest to make it fair for everybody. But Dragonflyer up there, and I wonder if you saw the pictures. Yesterday I had mentioned that I've received so many awesome things from our fans out there, different chicken-related utensils for the kitchen, let's see, stuffed animals for Caleb, homemade stuffed animals for Caleb, books, all kinds of great things I get on a regular basis from our fans out there that just spread the chicken love, let me tell you. But within a month after Caleb was born, maybe even before he was born, we were received a gift from Dragonflyer up there in Joyzy, and I'm almost 100% positive that's who it was. And and she sent us a beautiful, really, I mean, custom made is awesome, chicken, Halloween chicken costume. And the thing is absolutely awesome. I posted pictures on our Facebook page yesterday, both the fan page and my personal page, of us hitting the streets, begging for candy. But it was it's a great costume, let me tell you. And it's just a tiny bit too big, but you wouldn't know it by looking at it. I think you'll be too big to wear it next year, but that's okay, because Jen has one in the incubator. We've already candled her, and it's going to be a pullet, and I believe the second October, the second Halloween she'll be on this planet, 2014, she'll be able to wear that awesome chicken costume. So thank you very much for sending that to us. It's going to make for some great pictures and great memories throughout the year. So thank you very much. God, love my fans. They are absolutely, absolutely awesome. All righty. Well, y'all aren't here to just listen to me yap, so let's get on and let's give away some awesome prizes. Let me kind of explain kind of how this works. I'll start off. We'll give the chicken coops away just a little bit later. We'll space those out some. But we've got chicken coop contest number one, and we've got chicken coop contest number two. Now, chicken coop contest number one was brought to you by MyPetChicken.com. Okay, and it was a password collection contest. So every weekday on this radio show, we announced a secret password. We also post that password on Twitter and on our Facebook page. There were 22 total passwords, and if you're the correct caller later in the show and can recite all 22 secret passwords, then you're going to win that awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Contest number two was up for grabs for anybody, whether they're listening live or not. All you had to do was send me an email, and that was your entry with some information in it. We've already talked about that. You've seen it posted on our Facebook page. And that contest, chicken coop contest number two, brought to you by SnapLockChickenCoops.com. And so that winner has already been chosen. I know the winner. It was done by random drawing at random.org. We put in the total number of entries, put that in there, and it spit out a number. I went and found that winner in our email, and we've got the winner right here. It's right here on my spiral Chicken Whisper spiral notebook that we always talk about having to take notes when our awesome experts are on, taking lots of notes to refer back to about keeping our backyard chickens. So I've got the winner there. We'll have both of those contests coming up soon. But in the meantime, I've got some fun TV trivia and some great prizes to give away up for grabs right this second. So let's go ahead and get started with those. We'll start off with our contest here. The first prize we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener are some Happy Hen treats Mealworm Frenzy, Happy Hen Treats, you know you love them, Mealworm Frenzy, and this comes to us from our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com. Remember, folks, love to save you money when we can. You get 10% off your entire order at RandallBurkey.com, whether you place your order online or call them up and place your order, when you use the coupon code WHISPER, okay, when you use the coupon code WHISPER, okay, at RandallBurkey.com, you get 10% off your entire order. So first prize up, some Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms per bag from RandallBurkey.com. Hang on just a second. Where'd that go? Those crazy little mouses moving around on me here. Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com. All righty, and here we go. Let me kind of explain these rules for you for these 10 contests that we have that we'll be doing in between the big coop contests. We're going to choose a particular winning caller. If you happen to be the right caller and know the answer to the trivia question correctly, then you're going to win that prize. Now, here's some rules. If you have won the particular prize we're giving away in the last 60 days, you're not eligible. So let me explain how that works. If you have won Happy Hen Treats in the last 60 days, and we will know, then you are not eligible for this particular contest. But guess what? A few contests down the row here, we're going to be giving away a Hen Saver Hen Apron. And maybe you haven't won a Hen Saver Hen Apron in the last 60 days. Well, guess what? You're eligible to win that one. If you've won any contest here in the last 15 minutes or the last 4 years of us broadcasting live, then you're, of course, eligible to win the chicken coop. So no worries there. But if you have won the prize that we're immediately giving away in the last 60 days, you're not eligible. And that's how that works. Also, I'm going to aggravate a few people because I want to make it completely fair. So you'll probably have to dial in and dial out a little bit, but to make it completely fair, especially, I can kind of keep a control over it for these smaller contests, but definitely when we get to the call-in chicken coop contest, I will be clearing the phone lines, meaning I'll be hanging up on all of you that are listening live via the telephone, just to make it fair for everybody. Also, a little trick of the trade here on my end, the switchboard does have 50 open lines that we're able to use. For example, when we start this contest here in a minute, and we say, call this number to be eligible to win, and you're listening on the phone right now, and then press 1 to try to win this prize, it shows me how long you've been on hold. So if we start this contest in 10 seconds, and you've been on hold for 20 minutes and then press 1 to try to win, well, that's not fair to everybody else. So if you're listening live right now and do want to participate in any of these 10 contests, you need to hang up and call back in. I will know because it shows me how long you've been on hold. So if you've been on hold for 20 minutes and we just started the contest 2 minutes ago, well, then guess what? You won't be eligible to win either. So you got to keep it fair for everybody, folks. I know there's trying to sneak around and say, ooh, if I go ahead and call in now, and then when he starts the contest, press 1, I'm already called in. I'll be able to sneak in and win a prize. It's not how it works. I've got you figured out. So no problems at all. If you're just calling in for the coops and are hanging out for that, or you just want to listen live over the telephone, you have bad internet connectivity, you can't listen on the computer, and you just want to hang out and listen to the show via telephone, that's fine. Just do what you're doing right now. But if you want to participate in the contest, when you call the number, you're going to want to press 1 when instructed to do so. So that's pretty much all the rules. We're pretty much laid back here. So let me get over here to the chat room, and we do have fun with this to try to keep it as random as possible. So what we want to do is, if someone in the chat room will post a number 12. Leslie Brown posts number 12. Leslie Burton. So caller number 12 will be the caller we're going to. And here's the first trivia question for today. This is TV trivia. By the way, it's a theme here today, TV trivia. Here we go. Caller number 12. And let me give you the number to call, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. That's the number to call. Here's the question. Which member of the A-Team was the pilot? Which member of the A-Team was the pilot? What was the name of the pilot there? The group, the A-Team, the four dudes on that show, the A-Team, back in the 80s. Which member of the A-Team was the pilot? His name from the show. Not the real actor's name. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Call it right now. And if you know, call in, press 1, and that'll let me know you want to win the Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Which member of the A-Team was the pilot? We have so many prizes to give away today that a lot of our listeners are going to think, you just might think that it's Christmas. Sorry about that technical problem. We just have so many awesome fans calling and so many folks in the chat room that must have blew a gasket or something up there in New York where the switchboard is. So must have blown a gasket. But we are back live. No fret. The show must go on. Let me get over here to the phone lines. Call number 12. And here we go. Caller calling in, number 12 from area code 616, area code 616. You're live on the show. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hey, you're live on the air. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
I'm Jeremy.
And what state?
I am from Michigan.
From Michigan. Jeremy in Michigan. Very good. All right, the question is, which member of the A-Team was the pilot?
Murdoch.
Was it Murdoch? Absolutely. You're 100% correct. Congratulations. Hey, don't go away. I need you to do something for me, and all the winners will have to do this. Let me go ahead and put down a big M here for male. Sometimes we do this with Battle of the Sexes here on Backyard Poultry with a Chicken Whisperer. The first prize is going to a male listener, Jeremy, up in Michigan. And that is correct. Now, Jeremy, in Michigan, this is what you need to do for me, okay? To claim your prize, your Happy Hen Treats, I need you to send me an email. Everybody listening, pay close attention, because if you win, you're going to have to do this as well, okay? Jeremy, send me an email, chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.com. chickenwhisperer@gqf.net. If I don't hear from you, you won't get your prize, okay? chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject line of the email, folks, I need you to put the prize you won. So, Jeremy, you're going to put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. In the email itself, Jeremy, and all the winners from here on out, you need to put four things. I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and then I need you to physically type in your email address underneath the phone number after you type that in. Okay, so chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, and then in the email itself, I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and then physically type in your email address under your phone number as well. Those four things I need. Send me that email over. I'll get you your prize out as soon as humanly possible. And from Happy Hen Treats at Randall Berkey. All righty, we've got our first winner. How awesome is that? We got through the technical problem. No problem whatsoever. So, hey, guess what? We've got some more Happy Hen Treats to give away. Yep, we've got another bag of Mealworm Frenzy Happy Hen Treats to one lucky listener today. From RandallBerkey.com. So let's move along here. Let's go to the next question. I need a caller in the chat room. Post a number in the chat room, folks. What number are we looking for next? What winning caller? 50! Okay, New Dawn Farm Girl wants number 50. We do have a caller bank of 50 lines. And we got plenty of people, of course, listening today wanting to win those coops. So we'll take caller number 50. And here is the question for some Happy Hen Treats. That'll be easy because all I have to do is scroll down all the way to the bottom to the 50th caller. That'll be easy for me. Okay, here we go. Happy Hen Treats. What was the name of the cat in the Saturday morning cartoon, The Smurfs? There's your question. Caller number 50, 347-637-3237. Again, 347-637-3237. What was the name of the cat in the Saturday morning cartoon, The Smurfs? How awesome is that? If you know the answer, give us a call right now. 347-637-3237. And Leslie's like, oh, man, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, really? So what you're saying is the cat got your tongue? Now, a lot of y'all, hey, is that a southern kind of slang or term? What's wrong? Cat got your tongue? There you go, Leslie. Yeah, that's kind of dorky, but hey. One more time. What was the name of the cat in the Saturday morning cartoon, The Smurfs? All righty, 347-637-3237. Caller number 50, the Big 5-0. Big 5-0 right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll give you all a few minutes while we do that. Tomorrow we've got poultry scientist and professor Dr. McCray is going to be coming on, sharing her vast knowledge about our backyard flocks. Make sure you bring that Chicken Whisperer notebook with you. And thanks, Poet's Wife. I didn't know if that my dad used to say that. You know, just didn't know, you know. Well, he used to say a lot of things, actually, but still does. Like when someone comes up and says, so, how you doing? And you say, well, I'm sweeter than snuff and half as dusty. Or I'm finer than frog hair, split four ways. So, but there you go. All righty, Happy Hen Treats coming up next. If you know the answer to this, let me get over to the phone lines here. Shouldn't take that long to get my 50 callers. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. What was the name of the cat in the Saturday morning cartoon, The Smurfs? All right, it's for Happy Hen Treats. All righty. Okay. Scroll all the way down here to the bottom, and here we go. Caller calling in from area code, lucky number 50, 270. 270, you're live on the air. Please state your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please. I hear you in the background. Oh, they hung up. They hung up. So this is what we do. So what basically, that'll filter in. Normally we go to the next caller, which would be 51, but since we don't have a caller number 51 because we have a phone bank of 50, now we're going down to 49. We're going to go down to, hello, you're on the, caller 270, you're on the air from area code 27. Hey, there you are. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
My name is Christina, and I'm calling from Vine Grove, Kentucky.
From Kentucky. And Christina, alrighty. What was the name of the cat in the Saturday morning cartoon, The Smurfs?
Azrael.
That is absolutely correct. Woohoo! Let me put a big F here for female. And so we are all tied up for Battle of the Sexes. One male winner, one female winner. You're absolutely correct. Big applause for you. Yeah, disappeared there for a minute. I didn't know where you went. So, not a problem, I guess. Oh, I know what happened. Let me tell you, folks. If you're new to playing the contest, when I announced, what happened was when I announced the winning caller 270, several people hung up because that's not me, and they hung up. And so you disappeared because you went down the list from caller number 50 because all those several people above you hung up. Well, let me tell you, folks. That could have had a technical problem. We couldn't have talked to that person. Maybe they hung up. Maybe they didn't know the answer. Maybe they got the answer wrong. Well, then we go to caller number, the next number up. So if I say the next contest, caller number 20, you might be caller number 21. But when I say the area code and you hang up, she may get she may get the answer wrong. They might get disconnected. And then we would go to caller number 21, which may have been you. But you just automatically hung up because you thought that, they're surely going to know the answer. It's happened before. Ask the longtime regular listeners. It has happened before. So wait until they say the right answer or we say that they're the winner before you hang up because you might be the next caller in line if they get it wrong. No problem whatsoever. All righty, great. We've got one male, one female winner here on Battle of the Sexes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let's give away a couple of more prizes, then we'll give away a chicken coop. How about that? All righty, the next prize is Chunky Chicken. Oh, by the way, winner from Kentucky. Okay, winner from Kentucky. You need to send me that email or you'll never get your Happy Hen treats. Remember how to do that? ChickenWhisperer@ChickenWhisperer.net. ChickenWhisperer@ChickenWhisperer.net. Okay, put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line of the email. And then in the email itself, I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and then type in your email again under your phone number, please, so I can get that over to RandallBurkey.com. All right, we've got some chunky chicken caviar from, of course, one of the folks giving away the awesome chicken coop today. We've got some chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. All righty, let me tell you a little bit about the chunky chicken caviar. Believe it or not, it is made from, ready for this, 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. So needless to say, there are no Georgia mosquitoes in the chunky chicken caviar because they are anything but vegetarians, especially around me. They just eat me alive down here. So chunky chicken caviar is made using 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. Also, you might say if you're a vegetarian, you might not want to go outside. Otherwise, you might get eaten. Because they're vegetarian-fed insects. So, very good. So, watch out, vegetarians out there. Chunky chicken caviar just might be made of you. All righty. So, here's the next question. MyPetChicken.com, chunky chicken caviar. I need a number in the chat room, please. Number caller in the chat room. Post one, and that's the one we use. 13. Oh, nope. No, number one was first. Okay, New Dawn Farm Girl, she's going extremes. Went 50 the first time. Caller number one, so fast fingers here. What was Roscoe's dog's name in the series Dukes of Hazzard? Y'all remember that awesome, awesome show, The Dukes of Hazzard? Roscoe P. Coltrane was one of the sheriff deputies. And what was his dog's name? Yes, Roscoe had a dog. Remember? And always sit in his lap, always have to carry it around. Becky says, oh, geez, one I actually know. All righty. That's the question. We're looking at caller number one. So fast fingers, folks. What was Roscoe's dog's name in the series The Dukes of Hazzard? All righty. Yes, I don't own a television either. I did growing up. A lot of these were from when I was growing up, when I was looking up TV trivia today and this morning, getting ready for the show. But no longer. No television in the house. Hadn't for some time now. So, all right, I keep trying. Lots of let's see, 347-637-637-3237. Keep trying. Call number one, so lots of fast fingers. Okay, here we go. Going to the phone lines right now. Didn't take long to call number one. Caller number one calling in from area code 620-620. You are live on the air. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, Andy. It's Grover from Kansas.
Grover, haven't seen you. Talked to you in a long, long time. Grover, how you been?
Getting better every day.
Sweet. That's the way we like to hear it. Very good. All righty. What was Roscoe's dog's name in the series, Dukes of Hazzard?
Flash.
Absolutely. It was Flash. You're absolutely and 100% correct. That was Roscoe's dog's name. All righty. Congratulations to you. You're a longtime listener, good friend. You've actually been one of the fans that have stopped by the homestead here, passing through town. So we appreciate you. It's so good to meet you. And you know the drill, Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. If you'll put chunky chicken caviar in the subject line and then put your name, shipping address, phone number, and type in your email, please, under your phone number. Type it in there for us and send that over to me. We'll get that out to you as soon as possible. Alrighty, we're going to do one more here, then we're going to give away a coupe, as promised. And by the way, guys, we're winning. Here, Battle of the Sexes, two males, one female so far on this awesome Halloween episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty, let's see. Let me get back over here to the chat room, and let me see a number in the chat room. That's the winning caller we're going to go. So you see, can't get mad at me for picking these. 25, right smack in the middle. We did one, we did 50, now we're doing 25, caller number 25. And what are we giving away this contest? Well, guess what? We've got an awesome, awesome Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. An awesome Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. All righty, you'll have a Hen Saver Hen Apron heading your way. If you're the right caller, which I think we said number 25, didn't we? Caller number 25, right smack in the middle here. Caller number 25, okay. Hen Saver Hen Apron. Here we go. We'll probably lose about 1,000 listeners when I do this, but love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. Okay, here we go. Ready? What was the bartender's name on the TV show The Love Boat? Caller number 25, 347-637-3237 for a Hen Saver Hen Apron.
347-637-3237.
Yeah, I know, too easy. Hey, got to have the winners, though. It gets more people to call in and have fun and take a chance. So for a hen saver, hen apron for those overly affectionate roosters, let me tell you, I can relate to that. Yes, we're expecting our second child. What was the bartender's name on the TV show The Love Boat? All righty, 347-637-3237. Becky says she was not allowed to watch The Love Boat. Really? What's up with that? That was a good family show, wasn't it? So, I had sung three notes of that song, and they already knew exactly what it was. So how about that? So, we are just having so much fun today. We're giving away tons and tons of prizes. Next, after this contest, we're giving away one of the chicken coops, and then we'll give another chicken coop later after we give a few more prizes away. I'm going to tell you, if you didn't know any better, you would think it was Christmas. Another one that you hear normally around Christmas time. Never fails. Right after Thanksgiving, you start seeing these on the television.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Yeah, I don't have the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-chia. I don't have that one in the sound bank, so no problem. All righty, what was the bartender's name on the TV show Love Boat? We said caller number 25. Let me get over here to the phone lines here. Scroll all the way down. And here we go. Caller calling in from area code 407-407. You are live on the air. State your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
Christmas chick from Florida.
Hi, Christmas chick from Florida. Wait, did you say Christmas? Okay, I won't let everybody have to go through that. Okay, so... Okay, so what was the bartender's name on the TV show Love Boat?
Isaac Washington.
You're exactly right. I didn't know if someone would get the last name or not, but yes, it was Isaac Washington. And let me see if this is... You know what you just did? You just tied it up for the ladies in our Battle of the Sexes. We've had
way
one,
to go.
Two male and two female. So, already... Well, hey, long-time listener, you know exactly what to do. By the way, Christmas Chick is the one... that made that absolutely beautiful Chicken Whisperer carved pumpkin that you saw on my Facebook page. So she was the one that did that. Awesome fan. She's one of them. And thank you very much for that. That'll be shared many, many years to come, God willing, that we do this radio show and tour the country. So thank you for that. You have won a Hen Saver Hen Apron. You know the drill. Send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.com. net, Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. If you'll put Hen Saver in the subject line, Hen Saver in the subject line, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and type in your email, and then they'll send that over to me. Then we'll get that Hen Saver out to you as soon as possible. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we've done 4 contests. I've got 10 prizes to give away other than the 2 coupes, but I do want to give away a coupe now. Some people may just have an hour for lunch if they're at work and want to know, hey, did I win? Did I win? Did I win? So what we're going to do is I think more people participated in the email contest than they did the password collection contest. So, but what I'm going to do is do probably the password collection contest first, and here's why: because you have to listen live to win that one. Okay, so if you have just an hour for lunch, from say 12 to 1 if you're Eastern time, or maybe you've got, you know, to go get the kids at the daycare, the half day school, or mom's day out, or something like that, get on with your day, then what we're going to do is we'll do the password collection contest here. That way, we'd love for you to stay around because we got a lot more cool prizes to give away. We have an egg basket coming up next. We've got an awesome brooder kit valued at $50. We got gift cards. We've got a collector's hat and cap from McMurray. We've got some another gift card from Critter Cages. We got some water protector from Carefree Enzymes. So we got a lot of prizes to give away today, and we have another chicken coop contest where we're giving away. So we'll go ahead and kind of get started here with the chicken coop contest number 1, which was the password collection for poultry protection contest. And of course, as you know, it was brought to us by, the coop is brought to us by and donated by Derek and Tracy, great, great folks, family-run business from scratch up in Connecticut, mypetchicken.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. Now, the winner of this contest will get to choose 1 coop out of a selection of 3. If you've been to mypetchicken.com, you can go to their website, mypetchicken.com. On the left-hand side in the menu, click on Wooden Chicken Coops. Wooden Chicken Coops. And you'll be able to choose your coop. You have a choice. You can either choose the Salt Box Coop, the Four Square Coop, or the Bungalow. So that's your choices. There, you get a choice of 1, but you can choose from one of those 3. So there you go. And that is from mypetchicken.com. So how cool is that? What we did is we started on October the 1st, and there should be 22 passwords. Let me go ahead and count mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and then 21, 22. 22 secret passwords that we announced on the radio show. We also posted them on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay, we're approaching 50,000 fans on our Facebook page, more than any other chicken-related Facebook page in the world. Thank you, Facebook fans. And we've gone over now 5,000 Twitter followers. So thank you, fans over on Twitter. So the way this works, now let me explain, because I'm definitely going to have to do this. Is very, very fair. Okay. I've got the number picked out in my head, the number we're going to take. But what I have to do first is I have to clear the switchboard. Okay, so if you're listening live, you're just hanging out and listening, you're going to get, I'm going to hang up on you, basically. You'll get disconnected, and then if you want to, you know, you can call back if you choose to, but I've got to make sure the switchboard is clear to make it fair for everybody that wants to have a chance to win this awesome chicken coop. So let me go ahead and announce the call-in number. That doesn't mean call in now. If you call in now, you'll get hung up on. Wait till I announce the winning caller number we're going to take. If you're the winning caller, or if you're the correct caller, and you can recite all 22 secret passwords, then you're going to win this awesome chicken coop, okay? So as soon, I'm going to give you the phone number to call in now for official rules, 347-637-3237. Don't call yet because you're about to get hung up on. 347-637-3237. And when I announce the winning caller number we're going to take, then that's the one that we will take. You can, I'll tell you when to start calling. Right now I'm hanging up on everybody just to make it fair. Okay? Very good. One last one to disappear here. All righty. Very good. 347-637-3237. Caller number 41 right now. Contest starts right now. Caller number 41. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. I'm going to say it one more time. You should have it written down. 347-637-3237. If you've been collecting these daily secret passwords Monday through Friday, starting on October the 1st, Monday, and ending yesterday, October 30th, you've got all 22 secret passwords, or you think you have all 22 secret passwords. Now is the time to call, 347-637-3237. We're going to take caller number 41, and if they know all the secret passwords, they are going to win. Let me type something. Are you? There we go. Are you excited? They're in the chat room. All righty. Lots of people say they've got them. They actually have them. Okay, very, very, very. Everybody's all excited. All excited. Keeping their fingers and toes crossed. Hey, we do this all the time. So we give away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. Okay? It's a fact. We've actually given away a chicken coop last month, and before then, we've given away a chicken coop probably every other month, at least for the last year, but we were very fortunate over the last 4 months to give a chicken coop away every month, and then for October, give away not one but two chicken coops, because we have awesome, awesome sponsors. So Rebecca in the chat room says, I haven't had my eyes crossed. Well, if you hit the bottle as early as you did this morning, that's going to happen. Saying, stop, put the bottle down, and your eyes won't be crossed any longer. So, all righty. So everybody, all the girls have the wings crossed, and all righty. Keep trying. 347-637-3237. And if the if it's a busy signal, then I guess all the lines are actually done. So that's the key. If all the lines are taken, but you can keep trying because someone might get disconnected. Their call waiting might go on. You may be able to slide in there, call number 41. You never know what's going to happen. Okay. So here we go. We've got caller number 41, I think, in queue. So let me go ahead and scroll down here and find it. One, two. Count with me, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. All righty. We've got caller number 40. Now remember, you might be caller number 42. And if caller 41 doesn't recite all the words correctly, then we're coming to caller number 42. So wait until they are declared the winner, and then you can hang up. Okay, but you can stay with us because we've got about four or five more prizes, awesome prizes to give away from our sponsors. You can still win today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And then we're giving away another chicken coop as well in the 1 o'clock hour. We're giving away, yes, a second chicken coop here on the radio show. Okay, so let me go to caller number 41 right now. Caller calling in from area code 760-760. You're live on the air. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Nikki from Missouri.
Okay, what's your first name?
Nikki.
Mickey, M-I-C-K. And from Missouri. Very good. All righty. So here we go, folks. Silence, please. Let me go ahead, and if you'll start and recite the 22 secret passwords that you have. Let's go ahead and start. I'm listening.
Okay. Killer, rooster, tractor, scratch, comb, leghorn, wattle, australorp, yolk, coop, spur, feather, chick, homestead, incubator, pullet, pumpkin, shavings, gizzard, wing, bloom, whisper.
Let me get the judges here to see. Is that... Yippee! Those match. Those match all 22 secret passwords that got on my list, so I'm sure it matches a lot of folks over in the chat room as well. You're getting lots of yays and congratulations and awesomes and congrats and everything else in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
I am.
Okay, and what's your chat room name?
It's Nikki with an N.
Oh, Nikki. I'm sorry. Well, I need to rephrase that.
Okay.
So let me go down here. You know, over the phone, it's kind of hard to check it. Okay. Nikki Ashley?
Yes, sir.
There we go. In. Okay. Well, hey, as far as I'm concerned, all the rules that have been done, and you had all 22 secret passwords correct. You recited them correctly. You were caller number 41. So, Nikki, you have won that awesome chicken coop. Well, your choice. Have you looked at them? Have you kind of said, oh, which one do I want?
I have. I'm so torn. They're all awesome.
So you're not really sure yet. Do you know which – maybe you're thinking more about one than the other? Or tell us which
– I am eyeballing the bungalow.
The bungalow. Okay. Kind of looks like a little barn, kind of solid side. So, you know, a little bit maybe more secure from predators. You could always attach a run next to it. In fact, they probably have some runs there at mypetchicken.com that attach to the bungalow, or you could build your own run attached to the bungalow. But if you put them all in there at night, they'll all be safe and safe and secure. So the bungalow is cool. That's a brand new one this year for My Pet Chickens. That's a brand new one they've had on the market. I can tell you the salt box and the foursquare have been upgraded as well. New materials that they're using, new mesh and stronger mesh screen that they're using for the run. But yeah, the salt box and the foursquare all kinds of has a built-in run. In fact, I have a friend, she's a former CNN anchor, and she has the salt box from them, and she's had it for about 3, maybe 4 years now, and it's still going strong. She has it in her backyard. She's got, I think, three or four chickens, and she absolutely loves it, and it's lasted her a good long time. So Nikki in Missouri, I'm going to say congratulations. You've won the
Thank you.
Collection for Poultry Protection Chicken Coop Contest from MyPetChicken.com. And we thank you for being a fan, a Facebook fan, and a listener. And we thank you for tuning in, and congratulations. Now, you too need to email me, believe it or not, all your contact information. So basically, if you'll put Chicken Coop Winner in the subject line, Chicken Coop Winner, send that over to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, Chicken Coop Winner. And then I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and your email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and type in your email under your phone number. Send that over to me. I'll probably I'll get that over to Derek and Tracy. They'll be contacting you as well, because you'll need to tell them which one you want and all that kind of stuff. But just make sure you send that to me, and I'll get that over to Derek and Tracy. So we've given away one chicken coop already today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisper. Let's give away some more prizes. Why don't we? Fun trivia. All right, let me see. How far did we get over here on this other page of trivia? Okay. Not including the coop winner, looks like we're all tied up. Two male, two female. So we won't include the coop winners. The battle of the sexes is just for the trivia questions. How about that? Yeah, because I'm a guy, and it's my show, and that's my rules. So it's still tied up. All righty. So let's give away. In fact, I'm going to post a picture of this in the chat room so you can all see what you're actually playing for. How cool is that? Okay, we have – there it is. Bam. Click on that link, and you will see that the next prize is an awesome green metal wire plastic coated – egg basket. It holds 24 eggs. It actually holds 24 eggs, and that is provided by Ware Manufacturing. Ware Manufacturing. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. All right, you may have a lot of Ware products already around the house. They sell them in all major retailers like Petco, PetSmart. You can find them at other sponsor, critter-cages.com. Carries a ton of Ware manufacturing products. You can't buy directly from them. You can visit their website and check out some things. You can call them and see where they sell their products near you, or you can just go to critter-cages.com and buy the Ware products there. But Ware products, they're a great company. And they've got this egg basket. It holds 24 eggs. It's green. It's metal, but it's got the coated plastic wire, rubber wire around it. And so here we go. This one may be a little bit more difficult. This one may be a little bit more difficult. So let's see. Post a caller in the chat room, and that's the caller that we'll go to. Okay, we've got caller number 7. Caller number 7 at 347-637-3237. And here's the question for the egg basket. What was the name of the bar Jack, Chrissy, and Janet would frequent on the TV show Three's Company? Okay. What was the name of the bar Jack, Chrissy, and Janet would frequently visit on the TV show Three's Company? Talk about reaching. Woo! Remember that show? Oh, my goodness gracious. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. All righty. Come on, folks. You know the answer to that. 347-637-3237. What was the name of the bar Jack, Chrissy, and Janet would frequently visit on the TV show Three's Company? All righty. 347-637-3237. How cool is that? We'll give away a few more of these prizes, then we're going to actually call the coop winner here for the chicken coop contest number 2. Actually, I'm going to give you a hint. The bar's name was part car, part dog. It was part car, part automobile, and part dog. Maybe that'll help you, and maybe it won't. Alrighty. Oh, my goodness. Gotta love it. Hey, tomorrow, you want to learn about chickens, there's no other better place to do it than right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We got poultry scientist and professor Dr. McCray will be here tomorrow joining us. Looking forward to that. Also, we do travel around the country quite a bit every single year, and this year is no exception. So our next on the road trip is coming up next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. We are going to be at the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, a great, great outfit they are, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy Annual Conference. It's up in Cary, North Carolina, kind of in there, the Raleigh, the Cary, the Durham, right there in the triangle area of Raleigh. We're going to be up there next weekend. And for their annual conference, let me tell you, you need to go right now. Look at some of the speakers they're going to be. I'm so honored. I'm kind of amazed, but I'm a little honored to be a part of the speakers that are going to be here. I mean, these are the who's who in the sustainability, the homesteading, the heritage breed world. And I'm very honored that both Pat, my co-host, and myself is going to be speaking there. My speaking time is on Friday. It is a fabulous event. It's going to be some fabulous food there from heritage chefs all around the world. Awesome. And so we're going to be up there, and I'd love to meet you up there. You can get information about that. I'll type it in the chat room, too. ALBC-USA.org. That's the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy Annual Conference next weekend up in Cary, North Carolina. It's going to be a fabulous event, www.albc-usa.org. That'll be the most recent event that I'll be attending, and that'll be next weekend, and we'll be hitting the road. If anybody lives in Florence, I guess that's South Carolina, right? Florence, yeah, Florence, South Carolina. We're going to probably be stopping in Florence and having supper there, maybe spending a night there on Wednesday night to try to break up the trip, traveling with a 16-month-old and a family. Last time we were in Florence, we met some great folks and had broke bread together at the Cracker Barrel. We had a great time talking chicken over chicken. So if you're in Florence, shoot me over an email and let me know if you live in Florence and want to hook up. You got to love it. Also, I just booked a couple events. I know one is in Alabama, the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. That's going to be coming up in April, the 13th and 14th, April 13th and 14th in Moulton, Alabama. They always 25,000 visitors to this. It's awesome. They've got it's kind of split up. It's on the same property, but split up. They've got kind of a homestead section where they can learn about churning butter and making doing ironworks and homemade crafts and gifts. And then they have a place where they have over 15 bands on three stages, rides for the kids. They've got a poultry show, funnel cakes, fried butter, anything you'd ever want. You got to love it. So I know we're doing that in Alabama in April. Pardon me. And I'm doing another event, I think. I'm waiting for the confirmation, but I think it's going to go through. I don't know if it's a closed event or it'll be open to the public, but I'll let you know. Down in Mobile, Alabama, next April the 20th, which is a Saturday. I put in a proposal for that, an estimate. They wanted me to come down and share the information about and do a book signing and speak to their group. I think it's kind of a book club slash garden club group. And definitely looking for that. So looking forward to that. And I'll keep you as my busy season's just starting, booking events, starting really in February and going all the way through Chick Days, all the way through really June. We'll be on the road a lot. So looking forward to that. All righty. So I think we said caller number 7. And so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm over here to the phone lines. Caller number 7. The question was, what was the name of the bar Jack, Chrissy, and Janet would frequent on the TV show Three's Company? And we're going to go to caller number 7 right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Area code 502. 502. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
This is Leslie.
Leslie calling from...
Kentucky,
okay. And what was the name of that bar? What do you think the name of the bar was?
The Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle. Now, absolutely, you're 100% correct. So that's for that awesome egg basket. From Ware Manufacturing, put a big F right here for female folks. The female have they've gone ahead now. Over the males here on our Battle of the Sexes. So the females are ahead right now with the prizes. And look who it is. It's my little co-host. Hey, buddy. What you doing? Huh? Yeah, that's Daddy's lunch. Give me five. Give me five. All right. That's Daddy's lunch. Yeah. You little chicken, you. Mama had to come in here for a minute, and sure enough, here comes Caleb, my little man. Alrighty, so you absolutely won that egg basket. It was the Regal Beagle. Send me an email to get that egg basket. If I don't hear from you, you won't get your prize. That goes for all the winners today. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Put egg basket in the subject line. Okay, egg basket in the subject line. And then in the email itself, I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and your name, shipping address, phone number, and then type in your email address as well. I mean, I'll have it because you send me an email, but we need it typed in as there as well. And I'll get that over to my contact at Ware Manufacturing. Congratulations. All righty, let's move along. Another prize. Another prize, another prize, another prize. All righty. Let's see what we got here. This is a big one. This is a great prize. And this is a good question. Okay, great prize here. This next prize is valued at over $50, over $50 plus shipping to your location. It is that, and many of you have won this, and you just brag about it a whole lot. It is that awesome brooder from Critter-Cages.com. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. Already, lots of people are saying, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. I just posted a link to that in the chat room. Just click on that link and you'll see it comes with the corral. It comes with the waterer. It comes with the feeder. And it comes with that, yep, the heater. There you go. Okay. You might want to upgrade to maybe a little bit more safe of a heater. But I posted a link there. It is a $49.99 value, $50 value, $49.99, plus shipping to your location. So it's over a $50 value. Okay? 347-637-3237. All righty. So it is a brooder kit from Critter-Cages.com. Looks like Christmas Chick says call number 21, so that's what we're going to go with, call number 21. 347-637-3237 if you know the answer to the following question. Everybody's going to know this, so get your fast fingers ready. In fact, give me just a second. Let me go ahead and clear. If you're calling in right now, I apologize. Let me clear. I want to make it fair for everybody. This is a pretty big prize, over $50. If you're listening, you'll have to call back in. I apologize. I want to make it fair. Okay. Here we go, 347-637-3237. Here's the question. What were the two dogs' names on the television show Magnum P.I.? What were the two dogs' names on Magnum P.I.? That's what we want to know. 347-637-3237. Caller number 21. Caller number 21 right now. At 347-637-3237. Caller number 21 right now. 347-637-3237 for this awesome brooder kit from Critter-Cages.com, valued at over $50, shipped directly to your front door. What were the two dogs' names on Magnum P.I.? All righty. Let me get back over here to the chat room and say, I know. I knew a lot of people would know that. So, very, very good. Very, very good. Hey, Tater Farms joining us. I'm sorry you're not feeling well. She was napping, but just coming into the chat room now. So sorry you're not feeling well. We hope you do feel better. Long-time regular listener, Tater Farm, and we apologize. You know who's not, I don't see in the chat room? I don't see Carmen. Sweet Potato. Hope she's doing well. Hope she's doing well. She is really a long-time regular listener and always a hoot to have in the chat room. And Rhode Island Ruby. Yeah, Rhode Island Ruby. Hope she, of course, she. I know she works during the day, and she has busy swings where she gets very, very busy with her job and can't listen, but she does try to listen as much as possible because we see her here in the chat room quite often. So Rhode Island Ruby, we've been missing her as well. So hope she's doing well. She fell and broke both her ankles. And she was out of commission for a little while, but she's doing well and back and on the road to recovery. I think she's about back to normal as Rhode Island Ruby could ever be. Gotta love it. All righty, what were the two dogs' names on Magnum PI? Let me go over here to the phone lines, speed it up here a little bit. We got another chicken coop to give away here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, we said caller number 21, didn't we? Okay, let me scroll down here. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, going to the phone lines right now. Caller calling in from area code 919. 919, you're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please. Yep,
my
that's
name?
You. Yep, that's your name.
Jackie Chi.
Jackie Chi. And from what state are you calling from?
Holly Springs, North Carolina.
Holly Springs. Hey, y'all are trying to get chickens legal there, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought. You're the one that sent me the email?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. Okay. Yep, I got it, by the way. Very good. How far are y'all away from Raleigh?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, really? So you're right there. So many cities in that area have already allowed chickens, you know, over the last few years.
Yep.
Wake Forest, I think, has, and Cary's really close to doing that, if they haven't already. And
They have it already
in Cary. So, y'all are still, even with all the cities around there that have already approved and passed to where it's allowed to keep backyard chickens, what are your city folks in charge, what are they saying?
They just say that they stink and that they're loud.
Okay, but all the other cities around you don't find that to be the issue, and they've passed it, so they stink and they're loud. Interesting. Looks like we may have to make a trip up there and educate some folks in that area. All right, but you would think they would see all the news about all the other cities that have passed it. So interesting. Okay, for the brooder kit, what were the two dogs' names on Magnum PI?
Elpo and Zeus.
What was the other name?
Zeus.
And what was the other one?
Alpo, A-L, or A-P, oh, Apollo, sorry.
Apollo, there you guys. Like, I think she knows what it is. She's just misreading it or mispronounced it. Yep, Apollo and Zeus. So that's another female on the Battle of the Sexes here. You have won that awesome, awesome brooder kit. Yay! From critter-cages.com up there in Holly Springs, North Carolina, where you're trying to get chickens legalized. So, you know, it's funny that chickens aren't allowed in Washington, D.C. either, but there sure are a lot of turkeys there. But no chickens are allowed in D.C. So, but anyway, hey, Holly Springs, North Carolina, maybe we'll see you when we are up there for the ALBC annual conference next week. That's pretty darn cool. So congratulations, you won that brooder kit. Let's give away another prize, and then we'll give away a coop. How about that? Give away another prize, and then we'll give away another coop. Everybody loves this prize because they have awesome things, and everybody dreams of having one of these. You can use this gift card. It's a $15. A $15 gift card. Get back over here to the chat room and see what's going on. Yay. Ah, the lads. Yep, exactly. That was what he would call them, the lads. Zeus and Apollo, the lads. You're right, I forgot about how you would call them that. So the password contest has already been done, Midnights, already done. And Nikki from Missouri, I believe, won that one. So and I think she's maybe still in the chat room. So very good. She may have had to go on and get some work done. So, okay, I see that we've got caller number 11. Oh, the Brincy gift card. It is a $15 Brincy gift card you can use at their website. Or you call them and make your order on their awesome candlers, their brooders, the Eco Glow, brooder heater, whatever you want to use. And that, of course, is from Brincy.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brincy, the incubation specialist. Brincy has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brincy.com. Brincy spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brincy.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brincy, technology you can trust.
All righty, I may have not, but let me get a number in the chat room for the next caller. Brincy gift card, $15, like money in the bank. Okay. Call number 28, Amanda, in the chat room. Love that name, Amanda. Call number 28 for this Brincy gift card, $15, to use and apply towards anything they carry there at Brincy.com. Here's the question. Caller number 28. What actor was made famous? I can either have his real name or his name from the show. I'll take either one. What actor was made famous for his line of Nanu Nanu? Remember that show? What actor was made famous for his line Nanu Nanu? 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Okay, if you won, I'm going to put this in the chat room. There you go. If you won something already, put it in the chat room, my email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Okay, and then I need your name, shipping address, phone number, and your email. That's what I need if you win a prize. Okay, and you send that to me.
Okay.
This is for the $15 Brincy gift card. What actor was made famous for his line, Nanu Nanu? Okay, that goes back a long time. 347-637-3237. I think we said caller number 28. Caller number 28. Right after this, we're giving away another coupe. I'm going to be calling somebody live on air. Now, this is the one where you had to enter by email. They may answer. They may not answer. We may get their voicemail. I'll leave them a message. If they're not, I'll contact them after show hours, which is fine because you do not have to be listening live to win this. But maybe we'll look up and they'll actually answer their phone and we can surprise them. That's always fun, but I can't promise anything. Okay? They were chosen by random drawing. We'll be doing that right after this. Okay? So let's see what we got. Call number 28. Caller calling in from area code 203. Area code 203. You're on the air. I heard you laughing. Tell us your name. What state you calling from?
We're calling from Connecticut.
Are you doing okay? I guess you're safe. You're listening to the radio show. Did no worse for the wear? Do y'all have any damage from the big storm?
Well, we don't have power. I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm not going to keep you long. What actor was made famous by that line, Nanu Nanu?
That was Robin Williams playing Mork.
Mork and Mindy. Yay, another female. I think the female are going to actually just win this Battle of the Sexes today. So congratulations up there in Connecticut. Y'all have been in our prayers and thoughts for a couple of 3 days now. And no power. We hope you get that back soon.
Thank you.
And let's see, I hope you stocked up on lots of Spam and and what's that, the Vienna sausages and all kinds of good stuff like that to keep you warm and toasty. Now, it's not It's not ice cold up there, so it's not a big issue with having heat. But I know having no power kind of stinks all the way around, no matter what. But it's not an issue where y'all are having to where it's like 30 degrees and you have no power and no heat. Is that right? I mean, it's still kind of, I wouldn't say mild, but it's still not freezing cold.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. And we have a generator, so we
nice.
Run that the day to heat the house, and we have the fridge hooked up to it. So
great.
We're not
hey.
Bad.
That's not, yeah, absolutely. Good preparations there. Well, hey, congratulations. You've won that awesome $15 Brinsey gift card. When you get power back, or if you can send me over an email, plug that laptop into the generator for a minute and send me over an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Remember to put Brinsey gift card in the subject line. Brinsey gift card, or whatever prize you won, for you it would be Brinsey gift card in that subject line. All righty. Let's give away another awesome chicken coop. Alrighty, let's do this. This contest number two. This was chicken coop contest number two. And all you had to do was send me an email to enter starting on October 1st until midnight last night. Okay, all you had to do was send me an email, contest@chickenwhisperer.net. And I needed coop contest in the subject line, name, shipping address, and phone number. And we got all of the emails, and then we looked at how many we had, went to random.org, and we had them actually pick out a number out of the total. And we did that after midnight last night. And I've got the winner right here. So what we're going to do is we're going to be calling them. I'm going to go ahead, just for kicks and grins, let me see how this is going to work. Okay, it shouldn't be a problem. We're going to be calling them right now. And hopefully, now again, if they don't answer, that's fine. I'll tell you who the winner is as soon as we're done. But if they don't answer, maybe I'll leave a voicemail and congratulate them via voicemail. If not, I'll get with them later this afternoon or tomorrow or sometime. Because you do not, that was the key. We want everybody to be eligible to win a coupe. So you didn't have to listen to the show. Or anything live, because hey, people working folks, they might be out on the farm, they may be teaching school, they may be a teacher, they may be factory worker, they may be making cars, who knows? They couldn't listen to the show live today, but we want everybody to have a chance to win. So I'm going to give them a call right this second. We rarely call people out on the switchboard, so it's still a little tricky for me. So give me just a second, and I'll try to do this while we call. So exciting! Maybe they'll answer, because that's always fun. Oh, my God, I won, I won, I won. And sometimes, I think the last one we did like this, she was like, oh, great, thank you. Remember that? She's like, I'm so glad I won. I never win anything. And then I think the one we had before that, like, was teary-eyed and crying and like, oh, my gosh. And she had a story where, you know, her last coop, I don't know, had got damaged or something and the issue, so it was perfect timing. So that was good. But, yeah, the last one was just like, oh, great, thank you. Hey, this, by the way, is for a Snap Lock. This contest was brought to you by SnapLockChickenCoops.com. And they're made in America. They're a plastic coop, easy to clean out, don't harbor disease or mites, things like that. And you can visit them online at SnapLockChickenCoops.com. chickencoops.com, and I've got one in my backyard here, and I put it together literally in about 30 minutes. 30 minutes or less, you can snap this thing together.
Snap Lock Chicken Coops, the American-made, maintenance-free, plastic hen house. With its double wall construction and adjustable ventilation, it's the perfect year-round home for your small flock. It will not fade or rot, and is unaffected by rain, sun, heat, cold, or chemicals. The removable litter and nesting trays make cleaning a breeze. Every access point is lockable for maximum predator resistance. Snap Lock chicken coops weigh just 40 pounds and snap together in minutes. So spend more time enjoying your flock and less time building and maintaining your coop. For additional information, please visit SnapLockChickenCoops.com. Also available at MyPetChicken.com, Critter-Cages.com, and ChickensForBackyards.com.
All right, so it is an awesome chicken coop, and we've got chicken coop contest number two right now. Let me get over here to call out. We rarely call out, but we're going to. And again, maybe they will. Maybe they'll pick up. Make sure I've got this number correctly. Wouldn't that stink to call somebody that didn't really win? Oh, you? Oh no, I'm sorry, you didn't win after all. Bummer. Okay, here we go, folks. They may pick up, they may not. Leave a message if they don't.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Debbie.
Okay, I'm going to try this one more time, because sometimes you know how people, they may not pick up the first time, but then like, oh, I couldn't get my phone or I couldn't find it, it was down in my purse. Let's try it again. And if not, I will leave a message. Of course, you know, she might be a teacher, she might be in class. Teaching.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Debbie.
Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, that's fine. She didn't pick up, and her mailbox is full, so she can't take any messages at this time. So, and we know how that is. So, not a problem. Debbie. She lives in Grass Valley, California. Okay. That is, that's funny. You tell us. Are you sure you're calling the right number? Very good. So, Debbie, I want to announce the last name. Debbie in Grass Valley, California, has won the Snap Lock Chicken Coop from snaplockchickencoops.com. And so how awesome is that? Very, very cool. And I will be contacting her. I'll send her an email congratulating her. I'll try to keep calling. But I got her email address, and she did everything appropriately and correct. So congratulations, Debbie, wherever you are. Absolutely. Am I going to record her reaction? Probably not. But we may have her call in once she gets the coop and she puts it together and she can tell us what she thinks about it and how she likes it and things like that. We've done that before with contests where they couldn't where they didn't pick up live. And again, she may be a school teacher, she may be in a conference, she may be the CEO of a company. I have no idea. She may be under a big SUV changing the oil right now in an auto shop. You just never know. So that's perfectly fine. But that's why we did this, because we want really everybody, all of our fans, to be eligible to win. These contests when we have them, so we try to be creative with that. So how cool is that? Okay, we still have three prizes to give away. So if you didn't win yet in our call-ins today, and you didn't win one of the two chicken coops, trust me, there will be more chicken coops to give away in the future. Do not despair. I guarantee you, we have given away a coop every single month for the last 4 months, and we give away two chicken coops this month. And we still have three prizes to give away before we end this radio show. So the next one, and I've got a copy of this, let me go ahead and post the link in the chat room for everybody to see. Hang on, let me get it there. There we go. Yeah, it worked. Okay. The prize, if you're not in the chat room, is an awesome McMurray Hatchery. Yep. It's a McMurray Hatchery Coop King. Are you the Coop King or the Coop Queen? This is the Coop King Collector's Cap. Okay, Collector's Cap. McMurray Hatchery Collector Cap is brushed twill, adjustable size, embroidered with the McMurray Hatchery logo. You'll be proud to give this hat as a gift or to add it to your own collection. So how cool would that be? It's a McMurray Hatchery baseball cap, totally embroidered, totally awesome. It's very popular. We give a few of these away, and everybody who's received one actually loves it. And that, of course, is from our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All righty. Now, if we have the fellas out there, if we have the fellas, if we can win the next three contests, it'll be tied. We can tie it up. But this is our last chance to even tie it up. If we tie it up, then I'll come up with a prize and we'll try to do a tiebreaker. But right now, the guys are going to have to win the next three contests, which is probably not going to happen because about 74% of our listeners and fans and followers are women. So if this happens, it will be totally, totally amazing. So collector's cap from McMurray Hatchery. And let's see, let me get a call. Okay, the first one I see here is 9. We'll do caller number 9. Mandy's wanting caller number 9. So we'll do caller number 9 right now. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Here's the question. You may have to use deep in your brain here. What star of the movie Breakfast Club? Okay, now you're thinking Breakfast Club. Okay, who were the stars in that movie? What star of the movie The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of the TV show Facts of Life? Do you know, Jen? Her brains are going, she just joined me, and she put Caleb down for a nap, and she just joined me here. So what star of the movie Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of the TV show Facts of Life? 347-637-3237, caller number 9 right now. You'll win this awesome collector's cap from McMurray Hatchery. Everybody loves McMurray. They love the catalog they get every year from McMurray Hatchery. It's an awesome catalog. Famous. Made them famous, that catalog did. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237, caller number 9. What star of the movie Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of the TV show Facts of Life? Okay, everybody now, you take the good, you take the bad. Okay, never mind. I'll spare you from that. Gotta love it. Who knows? Caller number 9, 347-637-3237. I tell you, we have given away so many awesome prizes today. I'm telling you, I know people out there are tuning in thinking, is it Christmas already? Okay, let me give you a little Halloween idea for tonight. All of you are maybe going out and getting some free candy. Very, very inexpensive outfit, really, and then something that anybody can do, really even spur of the moment. If you're en route to a party and you're like, oh, man, okay, this is what you need. You need a permanent magic marker, okay, and you just need to stop by the grocery store. So here's what you can do. A couple of ideas here, okay? You can get just a plain old white T-shirt. Probably already have one in your drawer. A plain white T-shirt. Okay. With a permanent marker, you need to write the word life on your shirt. L-I-F-E. Write in big black letters with that permanent marker on your white T-shirt. Write the word life. L-I-F-E. Okay. Then, on the way to the party, the Halloween party you're going to tonight, stop by the grocery store and buy a big bag of lemons, and you can hand out lemons. When life gives you lemons, you can make lemonade. So there you go. How easy is that? Okay, get a big write life on your white T-shirt and a black permanent marker, and then take a bag of lemons to the party with you and hand them out. There you go. Or here's another one that you probably have every in your house. Not a big deal. Okay. You can get a box of Cheerios, for example. You can get a box of Cheerios. Get that chopping knife. This would not be obviously for the little kids in your life, but maybe if you're going to the adult Halloween party, get a box of Cheerios. Get a knife out of the cupboard or out of the drawer, and just wail it into that box of Cheerios, and you can go as a serial killer to your Halloween party tonight. All you need is a box of Cheerios and a knife, and you have now become a serial killer. Okay, there you go. Just in case you needed those last-minute ideas for your Halloween party tonight. All righty. Let's see. We said caller number 9. Let me get over here. This was kind of difficult. Let's see what we got here. Okay, caller number 9, calling in from area code 916. 916, you're on the air. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please. You're live on the air. I hear you in the background. 916.
Oh, is this Ken?
That's Ken. Yes, it's you.
All right.
All right. Okay, let me read the question again here, Ken. Are you in the chat room, by the way?
Yes, I am.
All right, good deal. What star of the movie Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast from Facts of Life? Now, this is important because if you win, there's still hope for mankind here that the men can win, because we got two more contests. We'll need two more men to call in. So what do you think the answer is first?
Was that Molly Ringwald?
I'm putting a big M right here for male. Absolutely. Molly Ringwald was the answer to that. She was the original cast of, big applause for Ken. Absolutely correct. Way to go, Ken. And everybody saying in the chat room, way to go. And you're absolutely right. Molly Ringwald. And perfect. You've won that collector's cap from McMurray Hatchery. So first and foremost, you need to send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put McMurray hat in the subject line. And then I need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. I know that's a lot. I've been saying it the whole show. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And we've got two more contests to do here. And come on, guys. Come on, guys. Okay, pay attention. We're the guys when you need them. Okay, we've got two more fun questions here. Alrighty, so the next prize is, of course, a $15 gift certificate. That's like money in the bank. $15 gift certificate to our friends. You could use this towards that brooder kit over at critter-cages.com.
Critter-cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
All righty. I think I would just say caller number 15. Linda in the chat room, I saw that when I first looked up, caller number 15. And here is the question for that $15 critter-cages.com gift card. You can use it on anything they have over at critter-cages. Now, I don't want you to think that, oh, well, they only have things that are $200 and $300. That's not true. You can get quite a few gifts under $25 and $30 there at critter-cages.com, not just for chickens, but for cats and dogs and gerbils and guinea pigs, toys and treats and all kinds of things. Critter-cages.com, $15 gift card. And here's the question, caller number 15, if you know. What was the name of the little town in the show Green Acres? Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. land spreading out so far and wide. Honey, I love you, just give me this countryside. Okay, ladies, your turn.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay.
Okay. That's the question. The little town where Mr. and Mrs. Douglas moved to for Mr. Douglas, for him to live. Oh, me. BYP386 in the chat room said ideal. Yep, that's pretty much it. That's the story we're living right here. Oh, me. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You're my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres. Okay. So what was the little town? Petticoat Junction was actually a spinoff of the show Green Acres, believe it or not. Yes, it was. And so, what was the little town's name in the show Green Acres, where Mr. and Mrs. Douglas moved to? Not the big town where they had to go to, say, rent a car. That was Pixley, remember? That was Pixley. So I just gave you a hint. It was not Pixley. That was a town, the bigger town further up. So what was the little town where Mr. and Mrs. Douglas moved to start their farm on the TV show Green Acres? Call number 15, 347-637-3237. Now, if this is a guy, we're still alive, folks. If it's a male, we are still alive, and we just might just bring it home. But if not, if it's a female, then the female have won the battle of the sexes today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let me scroll down here. If you have not won a gift card in the last 60 days to Critter-Cages.com, if you have not won anything from Critter Cages in the last 60 days, you are eligible. Okay. Here we go. Caller calling in from area code. Now, we've got a couple here. 609, but hang on. 609-204. 609-204. You heard you scream in the background. You're live on the air. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Katie Sugar from New Jersey.
Yay. Very good. And we've got, okay, what is the answer to the question? Hooterville. Was it Hooterville? Absolutely. Congratulations, Katie, up in New Jersey. Hope you're doing fine, and hope the storm didn't affect you guys too much up there. You've won a $15 gift certificate to Critter-Cages.com. So it was Hooterville. So looks like, at least for today, the ladies have won the Battle of the Sexes, and they have won more trivia questions than the men. But that's come to expect, with 74% of our listeners and fans being female. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. All righty, last but not least, our prize today, some really cool stuff, really come in handy this summer, but you can use it year-round to keep your flocks healthier. And as the national spokesperson of the national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, I want you to keep your birds safe and healthy. But Poultry Protector, you can add this to your water source, and it kills a lot of nasties in your water. Keeps them healthy. And we've had the founder of the Water Protector come on the show and tell us about how it can work, why it works. And even in the summertime, you know, when you've got those waterers and the kind of the green algae builds up, no matter how often you clean them because of the hot summer day, you keep this Water Protector in there, it's going to keep all the algae down and the nasties and the disease out of your water. Water is so important for your backyard flock. And this product, Water Protector from Carefree Enzymes, can make sure you're giving your chickens some good, healthy water. All natural, Carefree Enzymes, Water Protector. No matter how much we pamper our chickens, no matter how often we clean our coops, there is always that chance they will get mites and lice. If they do, you want to treat them as naturally as possible. Poultry Protector from Carefree Enzymes uses all-natural enzymes to eliminate the mites and lice from your coop, nesting boxes, and chickens with no egg withdrawal period. My chickens don't always have mites and lice, but when they do, I prefer Poultry Protector from CarefreeEnzymes.com. Happy flocking, my friends.
I was in a weird mood when we made that commercial, so it was kind of spooky for Halloween, but yet it's kind of mysterious, like the International Man of Mystery, kind of like that. It was the guy, the most interesting man in the world. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, you know. So it was kind of a combination of all that, trying to be creative, and it was a little combination of spooky Halloween and other. All right, yes, let's make it a guy for the last one. Maybe a guy can win this last prize, and that way we can say, man, it was close. We only lost by one. All righty, here we go. Caller number 13. Lynn posted 13. I saw it in the chat room, caller number 13. So maybe if you're unlucky, caller number 13, you'll be lucky and you answer this question right, and that's going to wrap up the show today. Remember, tomorrow, poultry scientist and professor Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, will be here with a great topic for our backyard chickens. All righty, this is for the Water Protector from CarefreeEnzymes.com. Mrs. Douglas was known for making these for breakfast, but they were not very good at all. Okay, from the TV show Green Acres, okay, another Green Acres one here, from the TV show Green Acres, Mrs. Douglas was known for making these for breakfast, but they were not very good at all. 347-637-3237. Water Protector. I think this is about a $14 value for this prize, shipping to your front door. Water Protector from Carefree Enzymes. You can see all their great all-natural products made from all-natural enzymes at CarefreeEnzymes.com. And one last time, caller number 13, caller number 13. Right now, 347-637-3237 for some Water Protector. Mrs. Douglas was known for making these for breakfast, but they were not very good. Mrs. Douglas there on Green Acres, 347-637-3237. We'll take this. Maybe it'll be a guy. Maybe so. And we'll be close. We'll just say, it'll be close. Come on. One for the Gipper, I guess I should say. But I also want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. Congratulations to our chicken coop winners. Gave away two chicken coops today. How cool was that? And then we gave away 10 other prizes. So we gave away 10 prizes with TV trivia, and we gave away two chicken coops to two lucky winners, two lucky listeners. And I couldn't even leave a message. So, you know, that when the young lady, Debbie, gets her voicemail, this is the Chicken Whisper, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you. You've won a chicken coop. So that's okay. That's why we had it that way. So people could not feel obligated they had to listen if they were working. She may be a teacher in the classroom right now, doesn't even know she's won a chicken coop, and she just couldn't get to her phone. So you never know. She could be driving a bus. She could be driving a concrete truck. Maybe she's a welder. Or maybe she's working the drive-thru at McDonald's. So maybe she's won a chicken coop and she doesn't even know it. Doesn't even know it. All righty. Okay, so here we go. Let me get over here to the switchboard. We said caller number 13, Miss Douglas from the show Green Acres, was known for making these for breakfast, but they were not very good at all. Their last winner of the show today. Let's see who it might be. Caller calling in from area code 251. 251, you are on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Andy, this is Alex.
Hey, this dude, all right. How about that? Man, we just need one. Man, we should have another prize just so we could tie it up. If you know the answer to this. So Miss Douglas on Green Acres were known for making these for breakfast, but they were not very good. What were they?
I'm going to say pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah, they called them hotcakes on the show, but we will definitely take pancakes 100%, and they were always, always just not very good. Rubbery or hard as a rock or, not very good at all.
So congratulations. We did wrap up with a guy winner. How about that? So Ken and BYP Tom and they, woohoo, yes, go men, go men. It was a dude. Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? Oh, it was a dude. So all right, we wrapped it up with a male winner, but I still think the total was the women were still up by one. And of course, I believe we had two female winners of the coupes. So congratulations to everybody, male or female. Yep, Ken Scott, we can do better. We can do better. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. You're right. There'll be plenty more times to win here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you all. We hope you can tune in weekdays, every weekday, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We often have Monday through Friday experts in the field come and talk to us about and teach us about backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, cooking, you name it. So we hope you can be a regular listener here and join and meet lots of great friends in the chat room. And we hope to see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here when we welcome Dr. Bridget McRae, Ph.D., poultry scientist and professor. Congratulations to all our winners. All that didn't win, don't worry. Tune back in because we always give away a ton of prizes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll see you next time, folks. So long. Have a wonderful day. Oh,